And now it's time for Training Camp Today with Neil Roberts and the Minnesota Vikings.
He had a super training camp last year in his first season as a Viking, but coming back off of a three-game suspension, that led to some foot and leg injuries. Former Bengal Jerome Simpson joins us now. And Jerome, how frustrating of a stretch was that for you, coming back and coming off those injuries right away? And it seemed like you're trying to just get back in the groove all year.
Oh, yeah, it was very frustrating because first I had a three-game suspension, and then I had one pretty good game at Detroit, and then after that I had a freak injury and I had to battle through that the whole year. So it's just great to be able to be 100% now and be able to help my team.
Led into my next question. Now you signed a one-year deal to come back with the Vikings and looking good in camp so far, and you just mentioned you're feeling great again. A year ago you looked great in camp too and had a good camp. Coming to camp ready to go each year, what's the key to that during the offseason?
Just doing the best I can in my training and just tightening up my game and running a lot just to get me in shape and just trying to be a technician with my game.
We'll talk the receiving corps when we come back.
It's pure Scandemonium at Norse Kunst Fest.
Don't miss your chance to see Alabama live on stage October 4th and 5th in Minot.
Oh, play me some mountain music.
With 34 number one country hits, it's Alabama.
Roll on highway, roll on along.
Buy your tickets today at HuskFest.com.
Norse Kunst Fest, sponsored in part by Trinity Health, Touchstone Energy, Delta Airlines, and SRT.
The average salary for Bakken oil workers is now more than $110,000 a year. Job Service North Dakota also says that the state's average annual wage has jumped nearly 75% the past decade. Log on to MidwestOilJobs.com to learn about top companies like Neighbors Drilling, J&J Oilfield Services, United Prairie Cooperative, and Minot International Airport. There are also educational opportunities through Minot State University. That's all at MidwestOilJobs.com. MidwestOilJobs.com.
And we're back with wide receiver Jerome Simpson. And Jerome, the team, of course, now is minus Percy Harvin, but they've added Gray Jennings, a first-round pick, and Patterson. How's the receiving corps shaping up, do you think?
We're a tight bunch group. Everybody wants to work and play together and just be one unit. There's no individuals on our receiving corps.
One guy that caught our eye today was Joe Webb. Of course, he's transitioning from the QB position to wide receiver, where he's been back and forth a little bit in camp over the years. But now he's a wide receiver, and he looked good out there today. What do you think of Joe's progression?
Joe's coming along well, man. It helps in our room for him being a quarterback. He can just tell us little techniques that the quarterback goes through, and too, with reading defenses and what they do, too. So that really helps him.
Jerome, thanks for your time today, and have a great 2013.
All right, thank you.
Jerome Simpson joining us. That concludes this one. If you missed one, check us on the website, trainingcamptoday.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by MidwestOilJobs.com and by the Norse Kunst Fest starting October 1st.